imagine.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
What? We're back. I didn't get to look at the cards, and he's got my microphone. Things are falling apart.
Just wing it. Just go out
you
there.
Hipster. What about that hipster on the bass there? Jeff Hammond, huh? Very nice. Don't cry for no bass player. He's good. And thanks. Thanks, Ben, wherever you went. I didn't have a chance to look through your cards, so I'm just going to do them in order, if that's okay. I should mention you because it is your birthday.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said I should mention you because it is your birthday.
See, I'm listening to something else.
What is it exactly, you know?
I'm trying to figure out why my son sent me tickets to this show.
Oh! So you're not here under your own free will?
Well, more or less. I decided I wanted to accept them.
Okay. You don't want to reject them because that could send them back.
At this point.
No. Send them back to adolescence or something.
I'm too old for that.
No. Not you, him, I'm thinking.
Oh, he is too.
By the father, sends him right back into acting out.
I don't want to discourage him.
Yeah. Yeah, what did he turn out to be?
What did he turn out to be? Big man.
Big man?
Yes, big man. I mean,
what field is he in?
Computer programmer.
Oh, they all are, aren't they? What is with it? What do we do that we have just computer programmers for children? Huh?
What do we do without them?
What do we do with them? I mean, I don't do that much, you know.
Nothing I can do with them.
No. What field are you in or were you in?
I guess real estate.
Oh, real estate. Yeah. Okay.
Long time ago. Yeah. Long time ago. Yeah.
And are you a golfer? The back nine there that register with you?
No, it doesn't register. No.
I forgot to ask your name. Can you give me that?
How soon do you need to know?
I like your attitude. And happy birthday.
Thank you much. Thank you.
We have a little something for you, whatever your name is. For his birthday.
Well, he can welcome the Russells of Spring with bottles of Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumée, superb wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
Give me some wines there. Is that okay?
Can you use that? Do I have to wait?
You can open them here if you want. I don't think we have them here, though, do we? You have to go out there to Prairie de Sac and get
yes,
them?
That's right. I think so.
Okay. They'll send them to you, maybe.
I'll try to wait.
Okay. Now, can you tell me your name? Give me a first name. Give me a first name.
Lowell.
Lowell is good. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Lowell. Happy birthday. That's all I want from you, Lowell. You had your chance. You blew it. What can I tell you? Tuna mush times C. What? John O'Murray. Does that mean anything, John?
Yeah, that's a pizza art.
Oh, it's a tuna.
During Lent. During Lent, if you happen to be a salmon snapper or a
wait a second. This guy is yelling obscenities at me, I think, and I'm going to find out. I think he just called me a mackerel snapper, and I'm going to find out why. Stand up there, would you, please? I want to see how tall you really are. Okay, that's good enough.
No, we joyfully referred to ourselves as salmon snappers or mackerel snappers if, in fact, we were of the Roman persuasion.
Okay.
And on Friday, we would resort to fish. And so if you are
talking down to me, I understand. You don't have to talk that slow, number one.
Oh, I'm trying to enunciate. Nevertheless, we would order, it was at Helgi's Bar, Superior, Wisconsin. And so if you were a bartender, you had to order pizzas for the riffraff that came in. And we would write down such things as tuna mushroom double cheese. And then those of us...
Tuna pizza?
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. Believe it or not.
Just during Lent? You serve them the rest of the year?
Yeah, just during Lent. You wouldn't... it was pepperoni.
Did you get any muskrat pizzas?
No. Everything was hairless.
Those are the days. Okay.
Indeed.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you,
Mike.
John Marie.
Because I want you to have all the credit you need for that. Thank you, John. That really explained a lot of things. Okay. All right. Just doing these in order now. There's no logic to any of this. Dennis Gritzmacher. Hey, okay. Lucky you, Dennis. Try not to look so excited. Your card actually has nothing on it, but I thought I would talk to you anyway because you were next. And this is very democratic. This is why democracies work so well. You mind standing up a little bit? Okay. Yeah. You can do that? Okay. Yeah. Everyone's a little reluctant, I noticed, today, except for O'Malley here. It was O'Malley, wasn't it? Yeah, O'Murray, pardon me. Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are things? Pretty good?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Not running in the race, I noticed.
No, I didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about it either. That's why I'm on. You ever run in one of those?
No.
No. Not even if you knew about it, you wouldn't?
I could.
Do you do any running, or?
Yeah, I do some.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Just like for a bus or something like that?
No, I usually, I don't take the bus.
No, I don't mean that you did. I wasn't trying to.
No, that's fine.
But if you're late for an appointment, you might run?
Yeah, I could do that.
What do you do for exercise? Do you think you got a stationary bike or anything?
I got a treadmill that sits in the living room.
You have a treadmill in the living room? Do you use it?
About four times.
Four times a week or a lifetime?
I've used it about four times.
How did it get in the living room then? Did you think you were going to use it?
Yeah, we put it in the living room because that's where the TV and everything was.
Yeah.
You know. So we could use it while we watch TV.
But. Yes. When we, are you, what? Is this we? Yeah. How are you?
Good.
How are you? I'm sorry, but we're getting at something here, I feel, and it's important.
All right.
So you were going to do the treadmill thing.
Yeah.
And then you did it a couple times and.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't what you hoped it would be?
Well, I don't know. It's got to be used more, I think.
Yeah, it does. It's better that way. Plus, you don't get anywhere on a treadmill. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I know.
It's too much like a metaphor for life to me to be on a treadmill. You know, I'm on a treadmill. I don't need to actually be on one, you know.
That's right.
But you look fit, though.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you do any yoga or anything like that?
No. I go to the gym once a week.
Oh, you do? Okay. And what do you do there at the gym?
We do the weight machines and...
You wait for the machines or you actually do the weight machines?
Sometimes I have to wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Other people are using them, so you have to wait.
Excellent. And today, you got plans for today, or?
Yeah, we're going to go try to do the Capital Brewing tour.
The run? The Capital Brew run?
No, Capital Brewing.
Tour? Just the tour?
The tour, yeah.
You've never seen a brewery before, or you never?
I've seen lots of breweries.
Well, this is another feather in your cap.
Well, I brew my own beer, too.
Oh, you do? What kind? Do you make a stout?
I have never made a stout, but cream ale.
That's cream ale is good. Yeah. How long does that take to get your cream ale going?
You can have beer ready in a couple weeks.
Yeah. And you can do it while on a treadmill. That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah, you probably could.
But. Really good shape. Well, very nice talking with you.
All right.
I'm sorry for disturbing you. I noticed you're kind of settled in there. Dennis Gritzmacher from Milwaukee. I'm from Milwaukee, too, Dennis. Yeah, what part of town are you from?
West Dallas.
West Dallas? Yeah, we don't go out that far. West Dallas. Like, I'm going to go all the way out to West Dallas. Ridiculous. It's way out there. In the boonies. Barbara Gritzmacher. Oh, okay. We'll let you go. How are we doing time-wise, all right?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Okay. Sean Piotr. Is that right? Because he wrote it out here and it says Sean. Is it Piotr? Okay, it is. See, I don't make these things up. Hey, Sean. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good. How come you're not running? You look like a fit young man.
Because I don't need a run. I don't know.
You don't need no run?
I don't need no run. I'm just fit.
Yeah. Do you do that kind of running stuff?
No, I bike.
Oh, you're a bike. Yeah. Good. Yeah, got the Trek thing on here, and God, you got your
right.
Bike clips on your shoes. I mean, obviously, you're a biker. I got to be more observant.
Yes, you do.
I hate myself for not being more observant. That's good. And what do you do in life as we know it?
I work for Trek Travel. I'm a logistics manager.
See, there you go. He's a bike. What am I... I'm so embarrassed. Logistics? What do you do as far as Trek? You get the bikes to people?
Yes, exactly. I make sure everybody has all the equipment they need. Yep.
individual. So if I buy a Trek bike, you will be calling on me to make sure I've got everything I need?
No, we run travel vacations, basically. So if you want to go and ride a bike in Tuscany, you can come with us for a week, and we've got the bike.
Italy?
Tuscany, Italy, or the wine country in
Verona, Wisconsin, you do that?
Not yet. Maybe we'll get there.
Something to think about. Something to shoot for. You know. Well, that's really cool.
Thanks.
So you get to travel to Tuscany to make sure they got their clips and all that stuff, and the seats okay?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Good job. How'd you get this job?
I got lucky.
Can you get me in there? Because this thing can't last much longer.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Sean. Well, that's good news, too. Okay.
All right.
Sean Piotr. And all the Piotr's are here. Is that your brother, then, Tom? Tom? Hardwood floor? Oh, that's your dad. He looks so young. See?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
So you're done with those hardwood floors, huh? You're done with that?
Well, I'm semi-retired. That's what I do. Yeah. I install, sand, and finish.
Oh, you still do that?
Floors. Oh, yes. Yeah. 66 years old, and I'm still doing that.
Still doing floors.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never gets old.
No, that's what I like.
I bet you have your own style for floors, right? Start a certain pattern or something?
Yeah, well, I used to train installers for the National Hardwood Flooring Association in how to install, sand, and finish. So I had my own company, Historic Floors, Oshkosh Design, that made medallions. And
I feel bad for the guys who went into softwood floors, though, you know?
Yeah. Not too many of those out there.
Oh, man. For a while, it seemed like that was the way to go, softwood floor.
But that's what they called somebody like me in to redo those floors. So that's what I do.
You do in retirement. You do what you did when you were working.
And play racquetball every morning at 5:30 and anything else.
You go on one of these Trek.
Yeah, we do.
Has he fixed you up on a Trek?
He has set Mom and I up with the bikes, and we do that. Yes.
He's giving you the bikes, but does he give you?
Well, he's shown us how to do it, but no. We'll do that.
Come on, this is your dad here. You're still doing the floors.
Yes.
The floors made you what you are today. Okay. Well, very nice to meet you.
Well, nice
Thanks
to meet
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Let's hear it. A man who's still doing in retirement what he did all these years and does it better than anyone else. We're talking hardwood floor. Okay, we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz because that's what we do here. Lyle, what are you doing out of your little booth? You wandering around again? We find him wandering around all the time. That's Lyle Anderson. He's going to be on later with us. He's the Carillon guy who does the magic in the Carillon. Well, we got to play the One You Know quiz, chance for a fabulous prize. Before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. The four disclaimers we have today.
Brad Clausen.
Brad, you want to face them or you want to show them that part? Okay.
Okay.
Here, take that.
All right. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. My crazy legs ain't that crazy. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Oh, man. Good job. Look at the size of his phone. I hate to judge a guy by the size of his phone, but that's one big phone he's got there in that holster. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. A chance for you to be fat. Yes, your hand was up first. Yes, that's right. And I respect that. That's initiative. That's what we need more of in this country, is initiative. How are you?
I'm good.
And you are?
I'm Anna. I'm from Madison. What else do you want to know?
I don't know.
I'm not from here. I live here. But
you live here? Where are you from originally?
Michigan.
Okay. What brought you here then, Anna?
No, I don't. Well, I went to Beloit. And then I liked Wisconsin, and so I came back. So.
Well, Anna, what you got to do is give me one good reason you should play this quiz. I'm sure you have one.
Well, my parents are here, and I want to make them proud, which is what all kids want to do, right?
Where are they? Which ones are they? Oh, they're the proud-looking ones. Oh, you already got them. Walk this way, if you would. I'll show you how to do it. Stride here, and then I like to turn this way. You get maximum steerage. Yes. Oh, very nice. A little spin. I don't usually do that. Oh, okay.
But
what?
I do. Just sit here? Okay.
Yeah, you just sit there. You don't have to say anything even if you don't want to. I don't care.
Perfect.
It's really good. So what are you doing these days, Anna?
I'm working. I work for a medical software company.
Medical software is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Major medical software company, a large, huge one?
A rather large one, yeah.
of epic proportions?
Pretty, yeah, they're pretty epic.
Good place to work, is from what I hear.
It is, it's pretty good. Yeah, I like it.
Is that what you were trained in school?
Or? Not at all. I was a history major.
Well, you got to do something with that.
Right, exactly.
Because history is past, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know, unless we repeat it and all that kind of stuff.
We try not to.
What in history was your specialty?
I did mid-19th century United States social history, the Civil War era.
Interesting.
Stuff.
So, yeah. Did you try to get work in the Civil War era? Or?
It was a little hard.
Yeah. Better than medieval, I suppose.
But yeah, could, slightly more comfortable. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. And then how are things otherwise?
They're good. Good? Yeah.
Not still living at home or anything, are you?
Right, no.
So that's good.
Yes, it is good.
That's good.
And it's warm and sunny in Madison, so that's always nice.
Which is rare. Always rare.
For real.
The weather got applause.
That's all we talk about.
I love it when the weather gets applause. All right, you know how the quiz works? Someone out there plays along with you?
I do.
You can't possibly lose. I don't think anyone...
Let's hope not.
I can't remember anyone losing in recent times. Unless they really annoy me, then they lose. I don't know how that happens. Otherwise, just give them. You know, it's pretty. But they'll be very proud of you. They're proud of you already, though. So they don't have to be. And how are you doing there, Sarah?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Are you still cold? You're always dressed
it's
up.
It's always cold in here. Nobody else has a coat on, but
no.
Yes.
Yes.
It's often cold in here.
You could have thin blood if you tried Geritol.
Thanks.
Spelled backwards is Lordergog. So, okay.
So people might want to play the quiz.
Yeah.
At home.
I was just thinking that too. Yeah. How do they do that though?
If they would like to play the quiz, they pick up their phone, cellular or otherwise, and dial 1-800-942-5669 and you ask them a qualifying question.
Oh, thank you so much for mentioning that.
Yes. That number again is 1-800-942-5669.
We need a percentage here. This is the percentage of the American public who say random choices from the phone book would be better than our current Congress. Random choices from phone book better than our current Congress. We need a percentage of Americans who accept that statement and would say it rather loudly in most cases. So within how many percent? Edges?
Within 5%.
Okay, fine. Are you asking me or are you telling me? And on a down note, if you're telling me.
Within 5%, yes.
Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. Brian's on the line here from, Salisbury, Maryland. Okay, Brian.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Did we catch you at a bad time?
No. Perfect.
Oh, good. Got any plans for tonight or?
Well, no plans for tonight.
No? Did you have plans for last night and didn't do them or what?
That's right. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No ball games or anything or?
Oh, I watch the ball games, the baseball games.
Who do you watch, Brian?
I watch the Yankees and the Orioles.
And you're an Orioles fan, I presume. Yeah. And how are they looking this year?
They're looking pretty good. Yeah. Much better than we thought.
Well, we did. I didn't know we thought that in the first one.
Yeah. Well,
Brian, I need a percentage from you, Brian. That this is
70%?
70%?
Yes.
I'm going to accept that because I think this is too low, the number they're giving here. Okay, that's good. Got to be at least 70%. Come on. Take people random out of the phone book. They said 43%, but that's obviously a misprint. And I like it, Brian, and, you know, you're an Orioles fan, so that's cool. Brian, this is Anna.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Anna.
And she's a history buff, trained in history and also in software, medical software.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Does it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brian, what's your expertise in, Brian?
I'm a pastor.
Okay.
So I have no expertise.
Okay, no. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say we got all bases covered then.
Yes,
so.
Pretty good. We got the spiritual and the intellectual and the historical.
Right.
Very good. So two of you work as a team and collaborate on this, and then we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
And Father Brian?
Yes.
Reverend Brian?
Brian's fine.
Brian is fine. I call you Brian then, but I feel a little odd doing it. Would you like the first category? What would you like?
Current events.
Current events right out of the news. Let's see if it is. What is the Obama's tattoo policy? Just announced. It's regard to their own children, I guess, but they have a definite tattoo policy and they're sticking to it. Probably read about this.
I would
this.
Say none. Yeah, what do you think, Anna?
Wait, so this is their policy, like, for their children?
Yes, to affect their children's choice on tattooing. They have a policy in place. The tattoo policy. Any idea? You didn't hear that?
Apparently did not hear this.
Okay, Brian, you didn't
hear it either.
Okay. They said they would get matching ones themselves if their daughters were thinking about it. So that pretty much stops any kid from wanting a tattoo.
That's right.
That's very smart, actually, but that would be...
Zero right and one wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, don't worry about it. We'll come back from that. Did you hear that he didn't? Then what's
sorry,
right
Mom,
there?
Dad.
The categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Let's do school.
School, okay, should have learned this in school, maybe not. Let's see. What's the difference between forensics and forensics?
Oh. So, well, there's the one where you are, like, public speaking, and then there's the one where you're... solving crimes or whatever, right?
Right.
Brian, you want to weigh in on that? Is that pretty much it?
I agree.
Which one is forensics, then?
The first one.
The first one?
First.
Okay, we can accept that. Yeah, that's pretty much covers it. Okay. Forensics. There's forensics and there's forensics. Okay.
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
All right. Brian, back to you.
Let's try science.
Science. So you guys, is it today when you write sermons?
No, I write my sermons on Mondays.
After you give them?
After I gave the last one, I try to correct it.
That's a good policy. Do male moths go by first impressions or take the time to get to know the female? Male moths. So we're talking about European corn borers in particular, but I think it applies to moths in general, and males in general, possibly. Do male moths go by first impressions?
I would guess first impressions.
First impressions.
I'll go with that.
Yes, first impressions. One whiff of the pheromone, and they know all they need to.
Right.
At least the corn borers do. And
that's two right and one wrong.
Okay. Well, what's left there, Sarah?
People, places, or odds and ends?
Okay.
Oh, odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay. The stink bug. Major problem now, stink bug. Does it feed just on the sour gum, mostly your grains, or on over 100 different crops?
What was the first one?
I think over 100 different crops.
Sour gum. Sour gum.
Sorghum?
Sorghum. Sorghum.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorghum. What?
How do you say it?
Sorghum. The stink bug. The stink bug, do they feed on just the sorghum? Mostly on your grains? Or over 100 different kinds of crops? The stink bug.
I would think it'd have to be over 100 different types of crops because I've got them in my backyard.
I got them too.
Yeah. I was going to say, they pretty much seem to be everywhere, so I would not be surprised if it was over 100.
The omnipresent stink bug.
Yeah.
That's right. Holy cow. Oh, that was so easy. They won, didn't they?
They have won, yes.
Shouldn't we make this harder?
Well, sometimes you make it harder and sometimes you make it easier. It's all in your hands.
That's
shall I tell
what
them?
She said. I know.
Shall I tell them what they won?
Oh, yes. Why don't you do that?
Okay.
That would be an excellent idea. Most excellent.
Anna, you can continue to expand your mental prowess with two Wonder Word puzzle books, a Puzzle Society crossword book, and a subscription to the Puzzle Society online from Universal UClick. Brian, you'll enjoy mild yet lively coffee every morning with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend, and in the afternoon, relax with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can proclaim flavor and diversity in a T-shirt with the splashy rainbow cone logo of Big Gay Ice Cream of New York City, and laugh even as you learn a thing or two with the book What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Cool. Thanks.
Anna, thank you. Are you proud of her or what? They were already. You know. Thanks, Anna, very much. Hang on, Brian.